Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good Monday morning, Blog Talk Radio. Wow, it's already the last full week in August. Time is flying. Last night, I went outside at 8:06 and it was already dusk. Wow. Well, we are in the last week of the month, of course. That means your closeout. That means trying to tie up in a nice little bow all of the prospects that are very close to getting to the place where they want to bring a Beamer into their life. And that requires you to be on top of that in terms of follow-up. And so today I thought it would be good to turn our focus towards what I call prospecting hesitation. And that is, what is it that causes you to have a passion for Beamer, personally believe in it, have put together a list of people that are interested or you think would be interested, and yet you get that 10,000 pound phone situation where you just can't seem to pick it up and call the person? So, you know, I was very inspired to talk about this this topic today because some of you may know, I may have mentioned it, since August 3rd, we have been doing a 7 a.m. Tony Robbins Personal Power Program, where I had found my audio cassette tapes from 1989. And since on September 1st, I will enter what I call the second half of the second half. I turned 56, and, you know, I thought, wow, I'm now officially in the second half of the decade. That's the second half of my lifetime. And I had seen those tapes and remembered that when I was 24, 25 when I did that course. And it literally changed my life. I mean, it absolutely did. And I go back and I've looked at the journal that I used when I was going through the Tony Robbins programs, and it absolutely has been an amazing roadmap for my life. It is a reflective of today, what I wrote down so many years ago. And one of these topics is procrastination, right? The procrastination. And so, you know, today we had the audio on, you know, self-confidence. You know, developing self-confidence, and really that's what it comes down to when we talk about prospecting. You know, everything in life, as Tony Robbins says, it happens, you do it for one of two reasons, either the desire to gain pleasure or the need to avoid pain. And when you procrastinate, if you take a term paper, which I think is the easiest thing to think about, you know, you get to school and the beginning of the semester, the teacher hands you the syllabus and he or she says to you, the final exam will not be an exam, it will be a paper. And it has to be between, you know, 10 and 20 pages, whatever the heck it was, right? And you need to submit your topic now, and then there you go. You're going to have to turn that paper in at the final exam. And you have the best intentions. You choose your topic. Maybe you even go to the library. Well, that's what I did. Obviously, no one would go to the library anymore, but you get what I'm talking about. You start your research, and then it gets put to the side. And then it's a month out, and the teacher says, I hope you're all, you know, working on your paper, remember, you know, and then it's 2 weeks out, and then it's 1 week out, and wherever it was for you. Now, you might have been the person that actually did it ahead of time. I was not. The pleasure of not working on that paper was much, much greater than the pain of having to pull a couple of back-to-back all-nighters, which I was extraordinarily good at. But eventually, at some point in time, whether it was two nights out or five nights out or seven nights out, the pain of not finishing it and possibly failing the course was so great that you finally did it. And guess what? I know you're saying, what the heck does this have to do with prospecting? It's the same thing. If you have people down on your prospect list, and maybe you're good at certain calls, but there are others, we call it the chicken list, where you just literally will not pick up the phone. And then I'm telling you right now, someday you're going to meet that person, and they're going to say, hey, I got this great thing called the Beamer. And you're going to go, oh. And you're going to be so mad at yourself. You're going to be so furious at yourself because you had them on your list 2 years ago and you were too to call them, okay? But it's the same exact thing. The pain of picking up the phone and calling that person was greater than the potential pleasure of actually getting the sale. And that's it, because I'm going to tell you right now, I say this all the time to people, because they say, oh, I'm not good, I can't do that. And I say, let me ask you a question. If I had your kid hostage and I said, you got to go out and sell 5 Beamers this week or else, boom, done, would you do it? Or if your kid was sick and you needed 5 Beamer sales to get their treatment, would you go find a way to get 5 Beamers sold? Oh, you better believe you would, because the pain of not doing it was greater, or the pleasure of doing it was greater. Believe it or not, to selling, to buying as well, folks. When someone doesn't buy a Beamer, it's the same exact reason, okay? Just a different context. So how do you get through this hesitation, this procrastination, this prospecting procrastination, and pick up the phone? Well, the first thing, of course, is to look at your why. You know, why do you have to? Why must you pick up the phone and call this person? And this is going to be different for every single person. But we together, the 25 to 28 of us that have been doing this course together that have had major shifts in our behaviors and our outcomes and our outlook and our beliefs, we have come to realize that there is real power with sitting down and figuring out your why and literally writing out all of the pain that you will get if you don't do that thing, and then writing down all the pleasure that you will. And that's the kind of the short term. I think the all or over encompassing piece is the fact that you have to have a why. You know, you have to have a why, not just for that one person, but why Beamer? You know, why? What is it that gets you up early in the morning and keeps you up late at night and makes you feel compelled that you have to go share Beamer with other people? Because if not, you're being selfish. Yeah, now that's me, right? I don't know what your why is. So you really have to sit down and find your what we call leverage. The leverage of what is it that's going to get you to actually do it. Okay, So now you got the leverage, and you pick up the phone, and you make a complete and utter fool of yourself. You're babbling, you're not, you know, they ask you a question, you start stumbling and bumbling. So this would be a very bad, what we call negative association. You know, it's kind of like you touch the stove, you get burned, you touch the stove, you get burned, you touch the stove, you get burned. You finally figure out touching the stove when it's hot probably isn't a good thing. And so the same thing happens, and this has been my biggest frustration with new distributors, is that they very easily get burned and lose their motivation and their passion for sharing the Beamer, okay? So how do you prevent that? Well, first and foremost, you prevent it by having a system. And you all know this. This is what we've been teaching. This is what Kim Simsby was the kind of the person that launched this. This is what every good sales and marketing company has. It's called the funnel, right? We happen to call our funnel in Beamer 283, the two-minute audio introduction, or maybe that's a phone call, followed by the eight-minute secret, followed by a three-way call, followed by the follow-up of dripping, right? Slowly giving this person more information, the information that they want to help them make a good educated decision. And that follow-up might happen for a week, it might happen for a month, it might happen for a year, it might happen for 3 years, right? But for me, no isn't no, no isn't right now. Because I've had plenty of people come back to me and say, you know, I know Beamer wasn't something that I wanted to do, but my mom or but my whatever, something's changed. And now all of a sudden, the pain of not having a Beamer is greater than the pain of spending the moolah, okay? And this is why the price reduction created such an incredible surge in sales, because the contrast, the pleasure of being able to bring a Beamer into your life for only $39.90 compared to $59.90 was great, right? So less pain of spending, greater pleasure of knowing you got the deal. I hope that makes sense, okay? So you have to go back and ask yourself, are you using the system? You know, so I can't, you know, thevalueofwealth.com and thevalueofhealth.com are the URL links to the two-minute audios that Kim Simsby created, and there are phone numbers associated with those. Do not call me. Do not text me and ask me for it. Call, unless you're on your upline, right? Contact your upline, and if they don't know them, they should, and they can contact their upline and so on and so forth, okay? But there are dial-in numbers for this, and then there are the URLs. And so let's say I want to introduce the Beamer to my friend Bob. I might text Bob and say, hey, Bob, I think this might be something you would like more information on. It's 2 minutes. Let me know what you think. And so Bob gets the 2 minute, either the phone number and dials in, or in that case, I would have sent the URL. He pulls it up on his phone. He hears the introduction, which doesn't say anything about Beamer, right? So they don't know what they're listening to, unless, of course, they'd already been introduced. And they'll call you back and say, oh, this is a Beamer thing, right? But most people haven't heard of it. So you then call them back and say, what did you think, if they didn't call you right back, right? Maybe they say, I didn't get a chance to watch it. Do me a favor, watch it right now, right? And then when they call you back and they say, that's really interesting. What is it? And then you, depending on you and your personality, but if you are weak in selling, if you don't love the process of selling, then you're going to want to say it falls into a category of wellness therapy called bioenergy medicine. If it sounds like something you might be interested in, let me send you the longer video that explains the actual product. If I sent you that, it's 9 minutes, time to listen to it, watch it. Yes, And then, great, I'll follow up with you, you know, in 10 minutes, or when would be a good time for me to call you back? When do you think you'll have an opportunity to take a look at it, right? You have to ask those questions, okay? And then when they call you back or you call them back at the designated time and you say to them, pretty interesting, right? What piqued your interest the most? What was it that you liked most about that video? How do you see this working with your tennis or with your running or with your, you know, your back or with whatever it is, right? And then they say, well, you know, I think this and this and this, but I got a question for you. How does it da-da-da-da-da? And that's when you tee up the three-way call. You know, that's a great question. I'm pretty new at this, or I'm not good at the science, right? You can make any excuse. Let me just grab and see if, and that's your upline that is available to you for a three-way call. And you immediately three-way them in. You don't say, hey, would you like me to call my upline, right? Because this is not a sales call. It really isn't. People get paranoid that the three-way call is a sales call. It's not. It's actually simply a way to help validate it. So if I knew this guy had back problems, I'd try to tee it up with, you know, maybe Val, who had back problems, and now she's back golfing, right? So I think, you know what? Val knows a lot about this, and I'm going to dial in Val, three-way call. Hey, Val, meet Bob. Bob, meet Val. Val, you know, I know Val through Beamer and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and this, she used it for her back. Val, why don't you tell Bob a little bit about your story, and then, you know, maybe you can answer his question about the science, about the signal, about whatever it is, okay? So the point is that you have a system that you're using, and when you use the system, it, you know, not necessarily quickly, but it works, and then you build confidence, and when you have confidence, you will feel much easier, much less, you know, heaviness to pick up the phone and use it. It's not that the system doesn't work, folks. It's that people don't work the system. And the last thing I want to say before I open this up to callers is that, you know, you have to feel good about the fact that you're a Beamer independent rep. And I had a call this weekend. It was a pretty disturbing call, a sad call, I should say. A woman called me, and she had introduced the Beamer to somebody and you know, sent her a video. She knew this person through her own business. And the woman ended up getting online, doing the research, and buying a Beamer from somebody else because she didn't know this woman actually sold the Beamer. And there's absolutely nothing that we can do about it. So sorry, Charlie, right? You know, only good-tasting tuna gets to be star-kissed. And the reality is that she didn't tell her. And a lot of Beamer distributors do this. They go tell their friends about it, and they think that their friends are going to say, oh, cool, are you a distributor? Of course they're not. They know you as the hairdresser, or they know you as the plumber, or they know you as the lawyer, or whatever the case may be. So when you're doing your prospecting, if you are reluctant to say, hey, this has had such a big impact in my life, I'm actually a distributor for the product, I'm a reseller, whatever you want to say, if you're interested in getting more information, you know, or if at some point, like they say, oh, no, not interested, hey, if you are, please circle back with me. And then I'm going to drip on that person, put them in my tickler file, you know, follow up with them, even if it's just say, hey, how's life? You know, well, what's up with you? Well, you know, still working with my medical device. Oh, you're still doing that thing? Yeah, still doing that. What is it called again? Da-da-da-da-da, right? And eventually they might come around. But bottom line is that if you have hesitation of picking up the phone, it means, A, you've got more pain associated with picking up the phone and calling. B, you don't have a big enough why. Or C, you are not utilizing a system. And it could be all three of those things for all I know. But the reality is that when you get those three things under control and you start tasting the success of not only, yes, earning a beautiful commission from sharing, but more importantly, impacting people's lives, you will start to really ramp up fundraising efforts. So let's go to the phones, and you got questions, you want to tell a great story, you want to blah, 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 blah. We're going to go to the phones because I don't have, I can't go to the last minute today. Okay, 201-661, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning. 201-661. Okay, he or she is on another call. Let's go to 614-307. 614-307, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning. Hello, 614. Okay, we've got a lot of people that have phone hesitation this morning. 704-650, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Casey. This is Peg. Casey, how are you?
Hi, Peg. I'm great.
Great. Procrastination is a great topic, and I just wanted to say those of us who procrastinate, we're in really good company. You know Victor Hugo? You've heard of Victor Hugo, the author?
Of course.
Do you remember him? Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So he's a writer, and he was a procrastinator, and his publisher was getting really upset at him and giving him deadlines. But his problem was that he liked to party and he liked to go out. So he had his butler lock up all of his party clothes so he couldn't go out. And then he wrote The Hunchback of Notre Dame in 2 weeks.
Oh,
that's one guy.
My goodness.
And
I
Leonardo
didn't know
da Vinci.
That part of that story, Peg. I didn't know that part
yeah,
of that story.
Right. Another big procrastinator, Leonardo da Vinci. It took him over 16 years to do the Mona Lisa. And that's probably, and he's known for efficiency, and it's probably one of the very few paintings that he ever finished. He was a huge procrastinator. Mozart, when he wrote his overture, he ended up writing it like an hour the night before that it was being performed. The ink was not even dry on the page, and the orchestra didn't even have a chance to rehearse it. So anyway, we're in good company. Yep, yep, yep. But there's lots of examples of really famous people and very, you know, successful people that procrastinate. It's a common problem. And I think for me to try to, and today I'm procrastinating. It's, you know, first it was like 10 o'clock, oh, I got this meeting, and oh, well, you know, then I blobbed around, and now it's noon. Well, I got to listen to Casey on Blog Talk because that's really informative. And so I haven't really even started my day of prospecting yet. So it's Monday. But for me, it just helps to decide, just cut everything away, just decide that this is what I'm going to do, and then act, and act quickly before I have a chance to, like, you know, run around in my head somewhere. So,
oh, that's great.
And have
and,
an
you know,
accountability
I love,
partner.
I love what you just said. You said to decide to just cut off, to cut, you know, and you know that the Latin root to the word to make a decision is to cut off from, decisis, to cut off from. And didn't these people do that? They finally, one of the three things that we talked about happened, right? Found a big enough why, you know? They ended up having a deadline, right? They forced themselves to have a deadline, you know? Or the pain of not doing it became too great. So...
Yep.
That's awesome.
So anyway,
that's awesome.
So thanks, Casey. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Peg. All right. Have a great Monday.
Okay.
All right. 303-594. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey. This is Danielle Rambert calling in from Arvada, Colorado. And I am so grateful you're doing this topic today because procrastination, to be honest with you, since you know, COVID and our shutdown, I have been procrastinating. And I just wanted to share, I started reading The 5-Minute Rule by Mel Robbins, and or the 5-Second Rule, excuse me.
Yep.
Yes,
5, 4,
perfect
3, 2, 1.
Because, you know, yeah, I mean, you have to go for it. So it's like, you don't want to get out of bed, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, just jump up. You don't want to go to the gym, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You don't want to make that call, that one person that's on your chicken list, right? I have a big one that I haven't called yet. And you really just have to take that time and not let it, your thoughts over process, and you don't do anything. Paralysis leads to nothing. So I just wanted to share that I've been reading that book currently. It's great. And so if anyone else is having a struggle procrastinating, The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins. Thanks for an amazing
awesome.
Topic, Casey. We love it.
Thanks, Danielle. Okay, 713-569, 713-569. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey. It's Sandra in Houston. You're sitting there going, where's Sandra? Where's Sandra?
Yes.
I have a thought of tying in with the procrastination and where I'm seeing probably a lot of people doing this where, you know, the thought, well, I can't go do a demo, so therefore there's no point in prospecting until COVID's over, et cetera, which is just playing really into, I think, the whole mind trap. Could you share some thoughts on how you've moved with not being able to do demos and still getting people on board to purchase their Beamers?
Sure. Well, I think it's a blessing. I think it's a blessing that the situation doesn't allow you to go do demos. And I say that, not the situation, but the situation that doesn't allow you, right? So I'm not saying COVID is a blessing. I'm saying the fact that we
yes.
can't, or many people can't go do a demo is a blessing, because when you realize that sales can happen with somebody completely and 100% virtually, it frees you up to be more efficient and reach more people across the world. So the reality is we have all the tools, Beamer Experience. We have the first and third Wednesday of every month, Beamer Basics in 20 minutes with yours truly at 7:30 Eastern Time. We have Lunch and Learns on Thursday. We have pre-recorded presentations. We have 8-minute story video. We have all of these tools at our disposal. And when you are put in a situation where you have to change your paradigm of how you can actually sell the product, now think of the gas you'll save. Think of the number of places that you don't have to drive to. Think of all of the things that you get to someone's house and you think to yourself, oh, my goodness, do they know what a vacuum is, right? I mean, think of all of those things that have happened when you're out doing demos. You feel like the salesman with the Fuller brush lugging your Beamer around, and you don't have to do any of that if you don't want, and you'll still succeed. So for me, I love it. I think it's awesome. Like, I can sit here, I'm in shorts, flip-flops, and a T-shirt that I wore yesterday. I haven't even brushed my hair today. Isn't it awesome? You know, so I think it's a perspective, but I think it's, if people can learn how to leverage the tools, man, I think it's easier.
I agree. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the question.
You summed it up perfectly.
Oh. Sorry, Sandra, cut you off. 510-343, 510-343. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. My name
is
Shalette. I'm from Shalette from Oakland, California.
Hi.
And I'm just so excited to be here. I'm a new Beamer. And my team leader or manager that just brought me on a few days ago, like a week ago, I'm so motivated by listening to all your stories. And it's funny because I met her a year ago and she was talking to me about Beamer, never heard of it before. I was in another space and time when she was telling me about it. And she recently called me, and it's funny because her and I were at a convention when I met her about virtual reality, going online, doing online shows and all these type of things. And
that's funny.
Just listening to everyone. I'm also a healthcare professional, and she knew that. And I'm always moving forward no matter what. And I've been talking to a lot of friends and coworkers, and I'm super excited because people are always asking me how to stay motivated, you know, because I'm a self-motivator. I've been an instructor. I do a lot of different things. And I wanted to just commend my leader, because when she contacted me, I learned from the convention that we actually met at, that time is of the essence, that you must do things faster. So as soon as she contacted me and sent me the video, she called me the very next day, and my credit card was in my hand, and I was like, I want to be a distributor. And I was so excited. And I just wanted to just say, you know, we have to move forward. I think everyone since the COVID-19 want to go back to normal, but they need to really think that this is going to be our new normal, and it's going to be easier and faster and better. And yeah, we just have to stay motivated. And one of the things that I just wanted to say is that in order to stay motivated, we have to start every day as a fresh start. And I do that with my kids. I clean up everything at night, so every day is a new adventure. And we have to go out there, and it's a numbers game. The more people you talk to, the more people you connect with, the more energy you spread in a positive way, it's just going to spread like wildfire. I just want to thank Rowena, my team leader, for letting me be part of this fire right now, because this is the new alternative.
Oh, wait a minute. Rowena in Massachusetts? Oh, no. Rowena in California. Yep. Great. Well, that's awesome. Rowena and Joseph are great. We've worked together. So congratulations. Thanks for calling in. All of that I agree 100% with. The only thing that I'm not willing to accept is that although virtual reality meetings might be the new normal, I am really looking forward to hugging people and seeing them at a live event. So anyway, thanks so much for calling in. Congratulations on becoming part of the Beamer family, and I look forward to hearing all of your success stories. You got great role models, so good on you.
Thank you.
Okay, so here's my task for you today, folks. Take out your prospecting list and find three people on that list that you should have called by now. Get your hands on the 283 resources so they are in front of you, meaning get the two-minute either audio dial-in number with the password, get the, you've already got the value of health and the value of wealth, and then set it up with someone in your team that they are accessible to you to do a three-way call. And make sure you have the links to the 8-minute video, the I Decide, you know, all the little goodies that we have in our toolbox that allow you the proper follow-up in the 283 system. And go do it. Go do it. And next week, maybe everybody that did it can call back and share how their experience was, what challenges they had, and, you know, we can keep kind of massaging this and find more ways to help each other share Beamer and get more Beamers into more homes, just like Peter Gleim has asked us to do. So I hope everyone's got their ticket for convention. And remember that we have literally 1 week left to hit Pacesetter. For those of you that are close, and even if you're not close, you know what? You could go do it. You could get 4 sales in a week. It has been done multiple times. So have a fantastic, productive week, and I'll see you next Monday.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.